In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Our Lady, Queen of all saints, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. So we're continuing with this great gift of the divine will. The great thing about this is, God is bringing this about for all of us to, enter into this life. So I'd like to just read what we said. This is the last line of what Jesus taught Louisa, way back when, last week. and today we're going to have the introduction of the titles of Louisa. And tomorrow we're going to begin the titles of Louisa, and it's 200 titles each day for 40 days. I always said it was 2,200 titles, but it's 8,000 titles that Jesus gave to Louisa. So there will be repeats, and what happens is Jesus wants us to know how important this title that he's giving Louisa. So if there are repeats, don't say it's already been said. Yes, it has already been said, but Jesus is telling us how important this title is for Louisa. So for the next 40 days, and the reason for all of this is back in 1997, Archbishop Cassati asked that we prepare ourselves for the 50th anniversary of Louisa's entrance into heaven. That was on March 4th, 1947. And, now it's going to be the 77th anniversary of her entrance into heaven. And as we hear these titles, every time I listen to this, every time I read these titles, I'm astonished at our Lord that he would say such amazing things about a human. So basically, the soul who does this, this is the last line from last week. The soul who does all of her acts in the divine will possesses many divine lives. Okay, now he's talking about Louisa. When you hear the soul in her diary, he's talking about Louisa, and Louisa in her humility never put her name down. But it's also those who want this gift, those who want to live this life. So the soul, Louisa, who does all of her acts in the divine will, possesses many divine lives for as many acts that the soul performs. What does that mean? Come, divine will, breathe in my breathing. Come, divine will, walk in my walking. Everything you're asking Jesus to reign in you. You're asking Mary to reign in you, the new Adam and the new Eve. The soul can be called a bilocator, the populator of a divine life, of the divine life within. In the endless ocean, Jesus says, of my eternal volition. So here, this gift that God is giving us is so, it's to go back to what God breathed into Adam, the image and likeness of God. So through holy baptism, we enter in God's image, and now God wants us to enter into this likeness of God. Okay, and that's what we're studying right now. And that's why we want to hear these titles that Jesus gave to Louisa. And as we get ready for this great celebration of the 77th anniversary of her entering into heaven, it's going to help us understand why this gift of gifts, this prodigy of prodigies, this great gift of the divine will is so extraordinary because of what God breathed into Louisa. Therefore, as much as the other creatures may do, or sacrifice themselves, as much as the saints may do or sacrifice themselves, they can never please me, Jesus says, if I do not see the life of my divine will flow within them. So the saints learned how to do the will of God, and now God wants this living in the divine will to come alive in us. He says, it pleases me when I see the life of my divine will flow within souls. Why? This is what God planned from the beginning, to be in his image through holy baptism, now and now the likeness of God as we read, study, and put into practice these truths. In fact, since their works are without life, this is if you're not doing the will of God or living in the will of God, the love that always loves, the sanctity that always grows, the beauty that always embellishes, the joy that always smiles are not in these acts. If we're not doing it one with Jesus, so Jesus says you could build the most beautiful palace, but he says if it's not done in the will of God, he says it doesn't please God. It might be pretty, might be beautiful. But if the life of the divine will isn't there, if the life of God isn't in that, what you do, what you think, what you say, he says it doesn't please God. So what Jesus is teaching us is how to begin to live a life, the true life of Jesus and Mary, that pleased the Heavenly Father. It took 4,000 years for the incarnation to take place. And when Jesus came to earth, he was getting everyone ready for redemption. And then sanctification is hand in hand, as he says. So after 2,000 years of striving to be faithful and obedient to Christ and his church, now Jesus says, now is the time for sanctification. And he says, I have not told anyone about this. This is a secret. This was hidden, just like Bethlehem was a secret. Bethlehem was hidden. Even though they knew the Messiah was coming, when the Magi showed up, not one priest showed up for the to Bethlehem. Not one of the scholars went there. And the reason is God loves to keep things hidden. The Blessed Mother, Theotokos, the bearer of God, the one who gave birth to God, is hidden. Even in the Christian faith, many Christians don't honor her as Theotokos, the mother of God. The church does. We do. I mean, we listen to the saints who loved Our Lady, and Our Lady would reveal to them the Holy Rosary, the scapular. The scapular, she said, is the clothing of heaven. That royal nobility that was breathed into Adam was gone. He lost it. He was naked. He lost that clothing of divine nobility. And Our Lady says, wear the scapular, pray the rosary, and I will lead you basically to my son to have this fullness that the church has. So when a soul does not do an act or a round in the divine will, this is what Jesus says. Their works are without life. Their works are without love that always loves. Their works are without the sanctity that always grows. Their works are without the beauty that always embellishes. Their works are without the joy that always smiles. These are not in these acts that humanity is doing. So Jesus is saying now that we have learned the ABCs of the Catholic faith, now he says, now is the time for the kingdom to be established on earth as it is in heaven. So Jesus says this, at most, they might be present in the act of their operating, but as the work ended, the exercising of their life ended in their works. Okay, so God wants this continuous I love you that only God can do. That's why God breathed into the dust the image and likeness of God, and what came out of the dust was the image and likeness of God. And we say Adam, and we almost forget, you know, oh, that's a man. No, what came out of the dust was the image and likeness of God. So when Adam said no, when Adam obeyed Lucifer, I will not serve, I will not obey, and echoed that, by eating the fruit of the tree in the center of the garden, the tree of good and evil, the tree of knowledge. What happened at that point was God had to give to Adam what he wanted. And Jesus says, I saw Lucifer fall like lightning to the earth. This rebel who went against God. That's where Adam and his family had to go. Adam and Eve had to go. And the first sin, basically, on earth was Cain killing Abel. And this is what is where we've been for 6,000 years. 2,000 years ago, Jesus came to earth, the new Adam and Mary, the new Eve. And what did they do? They brought redemption. We have been redeemed. We're not under the slavery of the devil. And now 2,000 years later, Jesus says to us, after this redemption, this beautiful sacrifice of Jesus and Mary, Mary being with Jesus on Calvary, sacrificing her son for our life. Either we all died or Jesus had to die. And he took our place. So what's nailed to the cross is our worry, our fear, our anxiety, our complaints, our negativity, our doubts, our sin. And Jesus is saying to us now, I want you to begin to live a life of sanctification. I want you to begin to live the true life of Jesus, the true life of Mary. So this is why God wants us to live in the divine will in order to have the works full of divine lives that always loves. And this is what he says. He says this very, very clearly. He says, when I got finding the constitution of their life in their works, this continuous, I love you, I find no taste or no pleasure. I long for the soul who lives in my divine will in order to find in that soul works full of divine lives that always love. Okay, now who can do this? God. And what is so beautiful is it's the life of Jesus and Mary. So what they breathe into Louisa is basically the DNA, if you want to say, of Jesus and Mary. So this is what Louisa possessed. What is that? He says, I want to find my divine life in order to find in the soul when they think, when they, every thought, every word, every deed with their intellect, memory, and will, full of divine lives, be fruitful and multiply. This divine life, Jesus, you know, God says to Adam, I want to see within you everything that you think, everything that you say, everything that you do, my life, my love, my light. And Adam failed. So what God does is he waits for the perfect time, and then he breathes this life back into humanity. This life of light, of love, of light, love, and life. That's what happened with Louisa. That's what God did with Louisa. And where we are now, and we have to understand this, everything seems to be falling apart now. Why? God is getting everything in order. The kingdom is coming. And if you've lived in a shanty all your life and somebody gives you $1 million, you tear down the shanty to build a beautiful house. This is what's coming. The kingdom is coming. The new Jerusalem is coming. The new heavens is coming. The new earth is coming. No eye has seen, no ear has heard how much God wants to shower us with his love, because we love him. He loves us first, and we respond back to him with an I love you. You breathe in this I love you, and then Jesus in you breathes out this divine I love you. It's not a human I love you anymore. It's a divine I love you. And this is why he says, I want my children to be in my image, my likeness, my mother's image, my mother's likeness, the new Adam and the new Eve. When Jesus would tell Louisa, you have this gift and you can't lose it. She says, how can I not lose this gift? She says, I'm a miserable human being. And Jesus said to her, basically, it's not you that's doing this. Adam didn't have me as his Adam, or Mary, my mother, as his Eve, but you do. And therefore, you cannot fail. So you see that this failure of Adam, where for 6,000 years we've been under the thumb of the evil one, is coming to an end. How do we know it's coming to an end? With what Our Lady said to Bruno in 1947, Our Lady of Revelation. She said very, very clearly, she says, my children are going to enter eternity where they belong and enjoy the beatific vision. And the whole reason, she says, is time that we're in is coming to an end. It's not the end of the world. It's the end of the reign of the evil one. So God is getting us ready. So he says, when the soul lives in my divine will, when I find in her acts, her thoughts, her words, her deeds, the works, full of divine lives that always love, he says, these divine lives are not mute works, but they're speaking. Since they possess a divine will, they know how to speak of their creator so well. Okay, so what does that mean? When Jesus prayed the rounds, this is how Adam lived on earth. He recognized the divine I love yous in creation. He heard them. He heard the I love you of God in all, every leaf on a tree, every blade of grass, every grain of sand, every drop of water. He heard, he saw, he tasted, he smelled. His senses were made for God. He could recognize the divine I love you. So he would breathe in these divine I love yous and then breathe out with one with God, image and likeness of God, the divine I love yous. So it's, they speak and there's a response from humanity. Jesus, God, man, comes to earth. He, God, man, and he began again with his mother, the round of creation, seeing all the I love yous and breathing them in and giving back to the Father. Yes, Father, I love you too, for the leaves on the tree, for the blades of grass, for the grains of sand, for all that exists, this divine I love you of the universe. I want to breathe it in, take it, and then give back to you what is yours. This divine I love you is so important to God that he teaches us, and Our Lady teaches us through Louisa, the one who possessed this gift. So when we learn how to pray the rounds, we now not only have the round of creation, but we have the rounds of redemption. What did Jesus and Mary do? The tears that they went through, the suffering they went through, the sighs they went through, the blood that they shed was to give back to God this repairing, this redoing, this new and divine way of holiness because of Jesus and Mary. So when you suffer, it should be a divine I love you. What is this all about? It's to be reborn, to be constantly reborn. So when you read the Book of Heaven, you become aware of these truths that Jesus and Mary taught Louisa. And little by little, when you read it again, Jesus says you're reborn again. And then you read it again and you're reborn again. And then you read it again and you're reborn. It's nothing is stagnant. Nothing is the same. It's always growing, always more beautiful, always more holy. That's why he says, this is why I love the divine will. He says the love of the divine will, when they're in these acts that you're giving to back to God with through Jesus and Mary, he says it's life, it's love that always loves, it's sanctity that always grows, it's beauty that always embellishes, it's joy that always smiles. This is God reigning in us. We're echoing image and likeness of God. The likeness of God is to do what God does. So this love of God breathing into us with Jesus, we breathe back to God this divine I love you. The sanctity of God is growing in us, being reborn continuously. Beauty that's always embellished, joy that always smiles. It's the happiness of heaven on earth. When the kingdom of God comes on earth, as it is in heaven. When that great day happens, when God says, I have found the souls who want to live in the divine will, and therefore I will give it to all humanity. This new and divine way of holiness, this time of sanctification is very, very close. And he's saying to us who have the book of heaven, read, study, put this into practice. Learn how to live the life that I live, Jesus says, and my mother lived, that they breathed into Louisa. The joy that always smiles, the happiness that never ends. This is why when you meet the little children in the Holy Divine Will, they are always happy. Why? Why are they always happy? It's you're one with God. You don't have the fullness. We're just right at the very beginning. And Jesus says every act that you do, the first act in the divine will is to say to God, I want you, Lord, to be my king. I want you to be the Lord of my life. I give you my heart as your throne, the love. I want you to reign in me. I want your love to reign in my heart. And then every act that you do, every thought, every word, thought, word, and deed that you do is a molecule that's added to this life of Jesus. Okay, and that takes time. It's not magic. It just doesn't happen. The first thing is you want this, the desire, and the second thing is the acts, the rounds. And as you add each molecule to this life of Jesus in your heart, Jesus says, I want to be born in you. This rebirth is continuous. He wants to gaze in our gazing, listen in our listening. And we have to get to the point where we can allow God to reign in us continuously, where we don't give life to worry, fear, anxiety, complaints, negativity, and sin. That's nailed to the cross with Jesus. He's washed us clean, and now sanctification is coming. And the sanctification is the third purification that has to happen. This fire from heaven has to happen. And that's symbolized by the Sacred Heart of Jesus, the Immaculate Heart of Mary. The Lord is going to consume the world in love through this little newborn Louisa, this outpouring of the Holy Spirit that's coming. It's close. And God is saying, are you ready? Are you ready for what I'm going to do? Now, you have to remember, we're on overtime, if you want to say. The 100 years is over. It's over. But the evil one won't let go. He wants to fight to the end, fight to the death. So this fight that we're in, this war that we're really in, not just the wars and rumors of wars, not just the earthquakes, the floods, the famines, the plagues, this war that we're in is between heaven and hell, between the angels and the demons. And our job, Jesus says, is to have the weapons for this war. And the main weapon of this war is love. To have that love of Jesus reigning in us, the love of Mary reigning in us, their life, their light, their life in us. So Jesus says this. He says, I long for the soul who lives in my divine will in order to find in that soul that works full of divine lives that always love. This is the fruit that God is looking for. Be fruitful and multiply. And these are not mute works, Jesus says, but they're speaking works. They possess a divine will. They know how to speak back to their God with so well, this divine, I love you. And that I, God, take all the pleasures in hearing them. And I, God, remain with these acts so much. I remain with them with so much love that it's impossible for me to separate from these little souls who are doing their acts, their rounds in the divine will. More so, since it is my very life that binds me to these little ones with indissoluble bonds. So God is doing this. This time of sanctification God is doing this. Now, we have to remember when the angel came to the Blessed Mother and said at the incarnation, the March 25th, when the angel came and said to Our Lady, you're going to be the Mother of God. She says, what do I need to do? How can I do this? She says, I have made a vow of virginity. How can I become the mother? What do I need to do? What needs to be done? And the angel said, it will be through the power of the Holy Spirit. And she said, fiat mihi. It's the same thing with the divine will. People have said, this is impossible. This can't happen. Why don't the saints possess it? It's because now is the time it's given. It's like saying to why didn't Moses and David and, you know, Samson, why didn't they have the body, blood, soul, and the divinity of Christ? It wasn't time. Jesus had to come. And it's the same thing now. Why didn't the saints have this gift? It wasn't time. Why? Jesus didn't reveal this to anyone yet. Now is the time with the Book of Heaven. Now is the time with this diary that Louisa writes about her life with Jesus and Mary. Her life. That's what this diary is about. And when this is why we want to hear these titles. Who is this Louisa Picaretta? Who is she that Jesus says these magnificent things about? We've read the lives of the saints. And the saints would say to some of them, you know, you're my favorite, you're my special, you're my this, you're my that. But 8,000 titles? Wait till you hear what Jesus says to Louisa. And this is why we want to pray these next 40 days to get ready for that great celebration that we're going to have on March 4th. We're going to go through some difficult times. And when we know what Jesus said about Louisa, we'll have the courage to get through what's coming. So Jesus says this, oh, if you knew how great the good is of having you, having called you, Louisa, to live in my divine will. So he's saying this to us. He's saying to us the same thing. If you only knew how great the good is of I, God, Jesus says, having called you to live in the divine will through Louisa. This isn't about being good and holy and saintly. This is about sharing in divinity, which Peter says in his writings. He says very, very clearly, we have called to be divinized, not to become God, but to share in divinity. So that why does the Holy Church every day at Holy Mass put the drop of water into the chalice? May we share in the divinity. This prayer is happening. This prayer is being fulfilled. How? First of all, in Louisa, the newborn. And God is offering this to us. So he says, if you only knew how great it is, the good that I, God, have called you to live in the divine will through Louisa. The prodigies, the infinite riches that you can enclose within yourself, the love with which your Jesus is drawn to love you even more. You would be more attentive. You would be more grateful, and you would learn, you would yearn for my fiat to be known. See, this is why I keep on going back to the Essenes. The Essenes, that branch of the Essenes wanted, they longed for the Messiah. They went to the desert and prayed and you just know that the Essenes of that time were all the ones longing for the Messiah. The scribes and the Pharisees, the Sadducees, they weren't longing for God. Yes, they knew the law, but they weren't longing for God. So what are the children of the divine will are doing? What are we doing? We're longing for the kingdom, the fulfillment of the Our Father. this longing is a gift. And the more that you long for this gift, the more you desire this gift, the more you focus on this gift, Jesus says, the sooner the kingdom's coming. So as you read, humanity is changing. As you read, your family is changing. As you read, your church is changing. It's becoming holier. Now that's scriptural. You know, in the end, those that are good will be better. Those that are bad will get worse. It's what side are you going to be on? As we enter into this life of peace, joy, and happiness, this life of heaven on earth, we're being more attentive to wanting, longing for the kingdom of God on earth as it is in heaven. And that's Louisa. That's the life of Louisa. She said, whatever you want, God, I want. She says, if you only knew how great this was, Jesus says, you'd be more attentive. You'd be more grateful. You would yearn for that my fiat be known. By whom? By you. Your family doesn't want to know about it. Your neighbors don't want to know about it. You have to be that Essene of longing for the kingdom of God on earth as it is in heaven. The Essenes of Jesus' time were the first Christians. They longed. What did Andrew run to Peter? And he said, we found the Messiah. Philip, going to Nathaniel, we found the Messiah. Our job is to seek and to long for what God wants. What does God want? He wants us to have the life of Jesus and Mary. What is that life of Jesus and Mary? It's a life of sanctification. Wanting this, desiring it, looking for it, reading about it, studying about it. Jesus says, because the divine will alone will be the sower. This yearning for the divine will be the sower of the divine life in all of creation. Everything will be fulfilled. Jesus says that over and over and over again. Creation is not done yet. What has to happen is humanity has to go back to the place that God originally planned as the Lord of the earth. That's humanity. The God breathed this gift into Adam to be the head, the Lord of all of humanity, all of creation. What God is looking for now is to be more attentive, yearning for this kingdom, desiring this kingdom, and to form this kingdom. How? By reading, by studying, by putting it into practice. Because he says, this desire alone will be the sower of the divine life in all of creation. We haven't seen anything yet. I mean, just think about it. Almost every, what is it, day, every week, every month, this is a new creature. Creation is still growing. God is still revealing how much he loves us. You know, we just discovered a new this. We just discovered a new that. Oh, here's a new fish, a new creature. What is happening? You know, we talk a lot about, this animal is extinct. This animal is extinct. This animal. What about all the new life that's happening? See, creation, we understand what this is about. This is the love of God, creation. The I love you of God is in all of creation. And we enter into this divine I love you through the rounds, praising God, loving God, glorifying God, worshiping God. This is the reason why spending time in front of the Blessed Sacrament is so essential for us. It's our life. Oh, yes, we believe Jesus is the Blessed Sacrament. Really? Really? Why aren't you there? Why do you show up late and leave early? Jesus is there. Oh, I know that. Jesus is there. No, you don't. You have no clue. That's why Jesus says, I want you to be more attentive. I want this divine life to come alive in you. This is what sanctification is. You never want to leave Jesus alone. You want to be with him every day. adoring him and loving him and praising him, falling in love with our God. We're here on earth to prove to God that we want heaven. We're here on earth to prove to our Lord, our Savior, our King, our Master, that we want to be one with him. We want to accept his proposal. That's why we wear the wedding ring. He's proposed to us. God came to earth to find his bride. Yes, his bride is the Holy Church, collectively, everyone. But he teaches Louisa he's going to marry each person individually. And each person, what God has breathed into us, each person has a love you that we can give to God that no one else can give to God. It's our I love you breathed into us by God himself that he wants us to echo back to him. Nobody else can pray that I love you. So when we're in front of the Blessed Sacrament, it's not to read a book. Yes, you can read a little bit and then focus on God. But this divine I love you is to fall in love with God. It's to echo. He says to us, I love you in all of creation. And we say, I love you with Jesus's I love you, with Mary's I love you, not our human limited, miserable I love you. It's God wants to hear this divine. That's why he breathed into Adam the image and likeness of God. He wants us to echo back to him, this divine I love you. He wants to hear from the divine. A divine life in us, a divine love in us, a divine light in us. That's what the Book of Heaven is. The Book of Heaven is a new beginning for those who love God. It's to begin to live the life that Adam lost. And it's not, the fullness isn't here yet. I hear people say, well, I'm living in the divine will. It's very strange. you ever watch, what is that? It's the, I don't have TV, but the voice, you know, people get up there and sing America's Talent or something like that. And somebody gets up there and has a horrible voice, and then they get mad when somebody says to them, I'm sorry, you don't qualify. It's like somebody saying, I'm living in the divine will. Well, in reality, Louisa did. 70 years of reading, studying, and putting this into practice, and then dying. Jesus says, when I finish with you, I'll take you to heaven. What doesn't Louisa have that Jesus and Mary have? If she has the life of Jesus and Mary, what doesn't she possess? The glorified body. That's where the divine will manifests itself, in the glorified body. That's why this fire from heaven is coming on earth, to participate in this glorified body. See, when we're born, it's a spark of light, a spark of life. It's like, you know, a cigarette lighter, the sparks come out to get the light going, get the fire going. What God has planned, no eye has seen, no ear has heard. Oh, and you're living in the divine will. I doubt it. It's you've got a bad voice. You can't dance. You know, you're not, it's, well, I've been reading the divine will and I'm living it. No. It's to be perfected as your heavenly Father is perfect. This is what he said to the apostles, and this is how it comes about. And each day it's more spectacular. Each day it's more beautiful. Each day it's being reborn to a new and beautiful life that's greater than what was just happened the day before. Jesus says this. He says, be more attentive, be more grateful. Yearn for this gift, because it alone will bring this divine life in creation, bring this divine life that God wanted from the beginning. volume 24, August 26, 1928. In fact, operating in my divine will contains universal strength. Therefore, one strength, a new creation, a divine life. That's what God wants for us. Operating in my most holy divine will contains universal strength. Catholic, totally Catholic. One strength, a new creation, a divine life. So as the soul does her act of lightning, all the doors of my works open to receive the new creation and the lightning of the light of the operating of the creature in my fiat. Did you hear what Jesus is saying? That bolt of lightning, which you see in a rainstorm, he says, as the soul does her act of lightning. Why? I mean, Jesus, I love you with your I love you. Heavenly Father, I love you with Jesus in me loving you. This bolt of lightning, this universal strength, this new creation, this divine light, he says, all the doors of my works open to receive a new creation of the lightning of the light of the operating of the creature in my fiat. That's scratching the surface of what God wants for us. A lightning bolt. And that's one of the things that you're going to see about Louisa. One of the descriptions of this lightning bolt of Louisa's heart is a lightning bolt and a spear. The spear goes from earth to heaven. Her heart was split in two. This is what Jesus tells us. You'll hear this in the titles. The light of bolt, this bolt of lightning is the other. It's like from heaven to earth is a bolt of lightning, from earth to heaven. Why a bolt of lightning? Who else had a bolt of lightning? The evil one. I saw him fall like lightning to the earth. What is God doing now? He is giving to us the bolt, why he was thrown to earth to be destroyed. Our Lady's going to crush his head and his time is over. Why? The Louisa, pushes him away. Finally, this is what you're going to discover. Eve was seduced and fell. Mary comes as mother and queen, and now a newborn, a human born of original sin, is now going to drive away, basically, the evil. Why? What does this mean? With this, I mean, even her feast day is on the feast of St. George, you know, crushing the dragon. God is trying to get us ready for what's coming. The evil one is going to be cast out. Why? Heaven's coming to earth. Okay. The kingdom of God is coming on earth as it is in heaven. Jesus says, I finally found a human born of original sin where I can start the human race over again. He says to Louisa, the destiny of humanity is found in you, Louisa. What a title. The destiny of humanity is found in Louisa. It's the life of Jesus and Mary is finally full. This fullness, this sanctification is found in the newborn, Louisa Picaretta. So what does he say? Louisa, operating in my divine will, contains universal strength, a new creation, a divine life. And as you do your act of lightning, this bolt of lightning that's going to drive the evil one out, all the doors of my work are open to receive new creation and the lightnings of light that the operating of you, Louisa, the creature in my fiat. See, this new and divine way of holiness, no eye has seen, no ear has heard. Don't limit God. Well, I think it's going to be like this. the what is it? How does the scripture say? the wisdom of man is mere foolishness to God. Look what he's saying about Louisa. Louisa, operating in my divine fiat is universal strength. It's a new creation. It's a divine life. All the doors, it's an act of lightning, the bolt of lightning, and all the doors of my work open to receive the new creation of the lightning of this light of operating in Louisa. Hang on to your hat. This is going to be glorious. This is going to be the best thing that you've ever, ever, ever even thought of what's coming. Yes, it's going to be harsh. It's going to be hard. But when that's over, when that birthing is over, a new and divine way of holiness is here. May the blood that flowed upon the wood of this cross free us from our human will, that we live in God's holy divine will always. We ask this in Jesus' name, under the mantle of Mary, through the intercession of Louisa, and we pray that this prayer becomes God's command, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. God bless you.